This is the BBC.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Innuendo Bingo with Radio 1's movie buff, Ali Plum. It became very wet in his crotchal area. Also, Real or No Real with Alice Levine. What is in those humps off of camels? And why am I being blamed for the relationship breakup of one of my listeners? Scott Mills, BBC, Radio 1. Radio 1. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, very good. Bit of concern about me on social media last night. I was just getting some carbs in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was dead weird. You put this video up of you boshing bread, but it's like all over your face. And why was the inside of the bread like that?
Butter.
Oh, do you know what? It was all a bit creepy and weird, I thought.
After I put it up, I was like, that looks weird.
Yeah, there's niche websites for that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's too late now. Before Years and Years, I played Emily Sandé, who was appearing on The One Show last night. Now, you know when they do the One Show performances on BBC One? That is right outside the building where Radio One is. Same building. So There's like a piazza right outside where we are now. And she was there, and I could hear her start rehearsing as I left the building yesterday. I was like, oh, I'm going to pop over and see this. So I hear her singing, I'm talking about the house. And I'm like, okay, I need to see this. Go over there. Not her.
What do you mean, not her?
It's not her singing that song.
It is her singing that song.
It is. Normally, but she's got someone to stand in rehearse for her.
Oh, like, okay, yeah.
One of her backing singers is rehearsing it. I don't do rehearsals, darling.
But maybe the rehearsal isn't so much for her. Like, she knows how to sing the song.
Yes.
What they just need to work out is how they're going to film it and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. They just need to get the camera shots. But I was fully expecting Emily Sandé. Imagine my surprise when it's one of her backing dancers.
Was she a lookalike?
No, not a lookalike, no.
Because do you remember Radio 1 Teen Awards where we saw the rehearsals for Justin Bieber's performance?
Yeah, he doesn't rehearse either.
Right, he doesn't do it. And this guy comes out, but he has all the mannerisms of Bieber.
Yeah, and he also, because they've got to get it for the cameras and they've got to get like the right shots and, you know, when he's doing a dance break or whatever, this guy who rehearses Justin, he sings but also does exactly the same moves that Justin then does on the night of the performance.
But I love it because it must be their biggest moment, because they're performing to massive stadiums, arenas, huge television shows, and admittedly they're only the warm-up. You know, they're only practicing for the cameras and stuff like that, but they still technically will have done Wembley Stadium
with no
Wembley
one there.
Arena, you know, like with huge venue. Yeah, no one there, but still counts.
Oh, I'd be livid. I would be. It's like, okay, so I can sing probably as well as Justin Bieber. I can dance as well as Justin Bieber, but I'm not Justin Bieber. I'm the warm-up. I'm fuming.
BBC. Scott Mills.
And here's movies. Ali Plum.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello to you.
First time on Innuendo Bingo today.
Yeah, I'm incredibly excited.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giddy.
Don't sound it. No, that sounded really sarcastic.
Hang on.
Oh, I'm incredibly excited.
I'm so excited. Bingo.
No, I'm actually psyched. I'm kind of losing my mind.
It's the best thing since the Oscars, right? For you?
You know what? I think this will be better run than the Oscars.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, what a mistake to make.
Yeah, that was incredible scenes. Incredible. Like, it was 4:30 in the morning. I was barely awake, barely alive. And then I was like, is this really happening?
Mate, how was it for you? Yeah, because I saw about the mistakes and I was thinking, oh, we may be making slightly bigger deal about someone reading the wrong... Like, I don't really get it. But when you see the people on the front row at the Oscars, their faces...
Did you see The Rock's face?
Right.
He did the people's eyebrow. He was so shocked.
Man, I know.
Damon had spilt his drink. It was ridiculous. You've got to find that photo.
It was almost like it was a setup. It was like...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the world's worst prank.
Would it be okay sometimes if I have an evening in for me to tweet you with a recommendation? Well, you know, for you to give me some recommendations, because I never know what to do. I'm scrolling through. I'm like, what film do I watch? Ali would know. He'd know a film that I would like.
I would absolutely love you to do that. I get a kick out of it.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
What sort of movie is your kind of movie, though?
Oh, anything with Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, so within the subcategory of J-Lo.
Doesn't have to be her, but I like all of them. Made in Manhattan, Backup Plan, Monsters in Law, Boy Next Door was great.
Great's a strong word.
Yeah, it's a great hangover film, that.
I mean, it's a film.
It's a film.
So but, they're all
two
star.
Can't act.
Two star and below.
No,
those, right?
No, Made in Manhattan is brilliant.
I do like that film. Out of Sight is a cracker.
Yeah,
and if you're it's really good. And if
you're
into
The Cell,
I actually don't say it too loud, but I really like that film as well. Yep, there we go. Yeah.
Well, she's not a bad actress.
Why don't you two have a little movie night then?
Yeah,
featuring J Lo. I'm also a big fan of Jessica Alba.
Oh, I knew what he meant. Yeah, Jalba, obviously.
But she's not done anything for a while, has she?
No, she's busy like selling really posh, like ethically friendly clothes and that now.
Sure. Hey, so we're going to get into bingo in a minute. Your movies that made me things on the BBC iPlayer, people love them, don't they?
Yeah, I'm so proud of them. If you've never seen them before, let me wang on about them about just a little bit. Hugh Jackman is my latest guy. Previously, we had Denzel Washington, we've had Ben Affleck, Simon Pegg, Russell Crowe.
And if you've not seen it before, what do you do with these people when they're on?
I just sit them down for maybe about half an hour, 20 minutes, and I go, okay, all of your best movies, the really, really, really good ones, let's talk about them. And right. It's just an opportunity to get a bit nerdy, have a bit of fun, and get just a little bit geeky.
But they all seem
way.
To respect you. This is what I love about watching those shows, is it's a very different type of interview. Like, they seem so relaxed. Hugh Jackman, he's there, and he is a really nice guy.
For
but
sure.
Taking that aside, he is there just having this really, as you put it, nice, nerdy, friendly chat. Yeah.
Chris.
It's great seeing him like
that's
that.
That's why Ali is our movie expert.
No,
he's
I get
very
that.
Well respected oh, with yeah, the with the stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where you're good. The movie stars seem to know who you are.
They do.
yeah, because their publicists have gone, he's called Ali. Hello, Ali.
Whatever, man. Take it.
Well, look, so, let me hear a bit of Hugh, shall we?
Yeah, just to set this up, I asked Hugh about his best stunts as Wolverine in all the X-Men movies, and he talked about this one on a bullet train in Japan for The Wolverine, and apparently he basically got sent home with a concussion.
You get home and my wife's like, hi, why are you home? I'm like, oh, we finished early. And she goes, why are you home? Yeah. I said, hurt myself and I'm not, sorry, I'm really sorry. Why don't you use your double? I said, I don't know, I thought I could do it. You can't do it, you're old, stop it. Right?
Thanks,
you have
darling.
Children, stop doing that. You are not Wolverine. I can do it. No, you can't. Can I go to school tomorrow? Yeah, no, yes. It was one of those afternoons. I said, this is not sounding like love. It is love. Don't do it again.
Oh, he's great.
He's such a hero. I love him.
So that's on BBC iPlayer right now, and it's called Movies That Made Me. The Denzel Washington one is on there, and also Hugh Jackman. Is that on there now?
Right now. Right. You can watch it right now.
Do you remember when he came in and he played Innuendo Bingo, and it was hosted by Kylie Minogue because I was off?
You were off. It's one of the most insane moments of my life.
That did happen.
Let's stay on BBC local radio, shall we?
Yeah.
And we'll cross to the Wally Webb show on BBC Norfolk. Now, the BBC is so educational, isn't it? Mm. I certainly never knew this fact before. Mm.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history. I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls. Just
I can't believe this.
Sorry. Oh.
So you, Hugh Jackman and Kylie Minogue there playing Innuendo Bingo. That's on YouTube
it's
still.
It's so good.
And I've got to follow that up, do I?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no pressure.
Scott Mills.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
If you do enjoy watching Innuendo Bingo, later on we will put it on Radio 1 Facebook as well so you can catch up. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Oh,
excuse me.
It's good to get plum out for this one, actually.
It is. So be aware that the water's really cold at first, but you get used to it. Ali Plum, Radio 1's movie expert, is playing Innuendo Bingo. Right. First of all, put lots of water in your mouth, as much as you can fit in the cheeks there, please.
Come on, Mr. Plum.
I'll do it.
Come on.
Mr. Plum sounds like a children's cartoon character.
First, we're going to the one show on BBC One. Now, I don't really know what kind of doctor this man is, but, well, maybe his name might give us some clues.
The simple yet ingenious treatment is thanks to the pioneering work of a doctor called Dick Creamer.
OK, covering my hands is my face with my hands is a problem.
Not allowed. If it's going to go out, it's going to go over Chris. Everyone's being far too polite.
So true.
That's Dick Creamer there, who pioneered the use of blue light.
Oh. Of a doctor called Dick Creamer.
Is that a Mr. Reamer?
Dick Creamer.
Oh, fine.
What? Oh, that's embarrassing.
And now, a classic clip from Channel 4's Come Dine With Me. Each guest is provided with a menu of what they can expect to eat at their host's house that evening. But some contestants have very specific requests. Like this man here, for instance.
I think you've done very, very well with your sauce, but I'm finding it
a bit dry.
She produced a dry bird, and I like my birds moist.
Well,
he was, of course, referring to his chicken there. It was terribly dry, and he likes his chicken moist.
And I like my birds moist.
Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going over to Grand Designs, Australia. And Michael is impressing everyone on the show with a very grand design of his own.
So this is what it's all about.
Soup.
I can understand why your dick's being large, Michael. It feels terrific.
It's the feels terrific that makes it.
It's terrific. That's Michael, who's just splashed out on an enlarged deck there.
I can understand why your dick's being large, Michael. Oh,
sorry, Ali, I've got you and your...
Yep, my groin is gone.
Has it?
We've got wet plums.
We've lost it.
In the old, yeah, that area.
I can understand why your dick's being large, Michael.
God bless Australia.
OK, let's have some more water, please, as we go over to another classic clip from The Gadget Show on Channel 5. Now, this show is all about the latest innovations in technology. It sounds like a great gadget, but I'm not so sure that Amy would be very happy about this.
Its 150 bar of pressure and flow rate of 420 litres per hour were pretty average, but maybe enough to piddle all over Amy's Bosch.
Bosch.
That's Amy's Bosch, which is a washing machine.
We're making Bosch a thing?
Maybe enough to piddle all over Amy's Bosch.
Maybe ask her first. Water, please. Now, one of our favourite clips from earlier this week. It's over to BBC West Midlands for Molly Green's show. Molly's not been in BBC local radio that long. Surely, though, she would know not to ask our producer this.
Thank you ever so much for the suggestion. That's ace. Dean, do you know what a dick is?
What noise was that? I want to know. What
it's
is
a,
it?
It's a small deer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Dean, do you know what a dick is?
Now we're going over to This Morning with Holly and Phil on ITV. Former MP Anne Widdecombe is on the sofa. Now, This Morning, not necessarily known for its hard-hitting interviews, sometimes, but Holly and Phil have really got Anne Widdecombe to open up.
I think perhaps I'm selfish, perhaps I just like pleasing myself.
Sorry if you're having lunch there. Grim.
Perhaps I just like pleasing myself.
OK, mm-hmm. What's please?
Oh. You look very wet down there, Ali.
It is wet now, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
Over to BBC Radio 4 and its Desert Island Discs. The presenter, Kirsty Young, is an amazing interviewer. And we learn so much about her guests. I mean, listen to how personal things get with British poet Imtiaz Darker.
Let's have your final piece then. Tell me about your eighth choice of the morning.
Well, I work late in the night. And wherever I am in the night, I come at 12:45.
Imagine that, wherever she is in the world. 12:45, incredible.
That could be inconvenient quite often.
No. No, it's like clockwork, 12:45.
I come at 12:45.
And finally...
Right, come on, Ali.
All right, that's a big gulp.
We're going over to Roger Day's show, that's one, on BBC Radio Kent. Roger's very excited, because he's got himself a new listener. Now, as a radio presenter, there are, believe me, many, many ways to keep your listeners. But I don't think I've suggested this before.
And four. Oh, by the way, good evening to Jill, who's just found me, actually. Good grief. As they say, especially now you've found me, tune in and rip the knob off.
That's how Roger keeps his listeners on Radio Kent. That was Innuendo Bingo with Ali Plum.
Hooray!
What a wet one, lads.
Yeah, that was wet.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Lauren on Twitter, who's just been back to have a look at the Hugh Jackman, Kylie Minogue and Chris Innuendo Bingo. It's a good one. All-star lineup. 5:10, Hugh Jackman is on with Greg James today. Why did you just turn your nose up when I said all-star lineup?
Well, yeah, because you said me.
Oh, darling, you're a star.
Yeah, but it was a very strange moment when it was happening, when I looked around and I thought, how has it come to this? Like, no offence, because you obviously weren't there and that would have only added to the situation. But the fact you weren't there, they drafted in Kylie Minogue.
I know. You're living a dream.
How cool was that?
Do you remember when we were presenting together the British Kebab Awards the other night? And I actually, in a break from hosting, we were on stage, but they were playing a video out. And I was like, think about this just a second. Think of how ridiculous this is. Think about how stupid your life is now. So Alice Lean is going to join us at 3:40 for Real or No Real. And at 3:10, the first relationship breakup that I know of that's happened because of me and this show. We've got an email from a guy called Dan. We're going to speak to him at 3:10. It's like an hour from now, but it's all over between him and his girlfriend.
Suggests that he might be angry with you.
Well, we'll find out at 3:10. Have I ever become a problem in any relationship of yours?
Yes.
But when?
I don't really know. We should really do this now. Yes, at times you have been.
Right. Because I always feel like
you can demand my time quite a bit.
Right. Okay.
And also, some people just don't understand our friendship.
Do they not?
No, some people think there's more to it.
Do they?
Yeah, they do, and get suspicious. And
well, my phone does.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like, we've said this before, you know how your phone groups together pictures of different things and gives it a title? So it'd be like, March 2016. There's a whole load of you and me photos together, because obviously a lot of photos get taken of us together. But my phone is now called the actual folder of them. Together.
My
phone thinks we're a couple.
Yeah, real talk. You have been a problem in some of my relationship, only like a passing problem. I know for a fact I have been in yours.
Yes.
Because they've spoken to me.
Well, this is all happening.
But
I mean, that one in particular is quite bad, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I wasn't too impressed with him, to be honest, Scott. But anyway, he's gone now.
He's out. Yeah. Don't know. Anyway, so and when you say that I've been a problem, has it actually come up in conversation? Have I been discussed as the problem, or is it just the elephant in the room?
I think you've been a passing conversation, maybe after a couple of drinks in the evening, that kind of thing.
Good. Well, we both know where we stand. But why have we broken up Dan's relationship? I feel bad.
Scott Mills.
OMG! I've just read that Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are talking to each other again.
Is that news?
Well, it's entertainment news. I wouldn't put it as a headline on the news beat, but
they're just talking.
It makes me
Scott.
Excited. Yeah, it makes me excited though.
Why? Because suspicious.
Well, no, because they were my favourites, and they split up, and then love wasn't even worth worrying about anymore. It was a sad day for romance. Just talking about Angelina mostly.
One. Scott Mills.
Just to clear it up with the Ed Sheeran listening party tomorrow. It's not Sean delivering wine in Oxford. It's not anything like the Susan Boyle one that was advertised on Twitter.
Is it not?
It's not that.
What's the deal with the listening party if you're all listening and you don't like one of the songs? Which I'm sure won't be the case because Ed Sheeran. But do you just feel the need to go, yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. Are you going to be honest?
Of course. I can't be like, well, it's one of his worst songs. I can't say that, can I? Because I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Only be there if you're going to be honest. I'm sure they'll all be great.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt that. I mean, it's Ed Sheeran.
And in fact, we've heard a few songs from the album already, and they are amazing.
Yeah.
But haven't heard them all.
So it is Ed Sheeran listening party tomorrow from 10 a.m. with Clara. We're going to hear the whole album, Divide. It's going to be good, that. A lot of people have had issues with someone breaking their relationship up or interfering. One of our listeners, Dan, says, on this occasion, that person is me. I'm the guilty party. Find out why I'm a problem in his relationship at 3:10.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Jed.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, Jed.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, thank you. Whereabouts are you?
So currently I'm in Soho in London.
Oh, okay. That's not far from where Radio 1 is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do?
Quite nice. So I work in accounts for a media company.
Okay. Very good.
And when you're outside of that job, what do you do?
Listen to Radio 1.
Yeah, good answer.
Good answer, that, right?
That's a really good answer. What kind of music are you into? Who do you normally choose?
Honestly, probably sway towards Chris a little bit.
That's all right.
Yeah, I definitely think that might be the case today. I think I'm going down.
Do you think?
Yeah, I've just seen my choice, and I chose them last week, and now I mean, arguably, it's this artist's best work, but Jed works in media in Soho, and I'm not quite sure whether it's going to be his thing.
Well, you see, I've got... My banger today is a real banger. Like, I love it so much, but I worry it's almost... Oh, it's quite far out there.
Didn't you have to go to ridiculous lengths to even get your hands on this?
To get hold of this song, which I loved at uni so, so much. Me and my mates hammered it, but to get hold of it, someone from our team has had to get it from the actual artist themselves.
Oh. Okay, so is it a song that some of us won't know?
Yeah, maybe, but it's a banger. You won't hear anything like it anywhere else.
You go first. Yeah.
Okay, Jed, you can have this.
Yeah.
This is High Contrast, Days Go By. Such a tune. Hey, Scott, this has got the same sample as Bootalicious.
Oh, yeah.
That is a banger.
It is such a banger. Massive drum and bass song. You know High Contrast. He does that song Remind Me that Radio 1 play a lot. That massive Adele remix as well. I really think I'm going to win the week with this one. Come on, Jed, you've got to choose this. But you can have Scott's choice, of course.
Okay. I don't even... Can just choose Chris's now.
No, come on. It's a game.
Hang on a second. So the poshest member of the team, HRH, has got this from High Contrast.
He had to go for drinks with High Contrast to source this.
We call him HRH because he looks royal.
Yeah.
Okay, you can have that or you can have this. It's his best song.
Now, Jed, I don't know.
I do like this song.
It's good. Ollie Murs at his best.
It is a good song, but if you don't choose my song, I worry it's all going to go off.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. It's very popular, Ollie Murs, and it features the talents of Flo Rida. Let's not forget that. Come on, Jed. Right. Do what you think's the right thing to do.
Jed, do the right thing. Seriously.
Come on, no, seriously, do.
I thought I'd have an open mind and give Scott a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I've met High Contrast quite a few times. He's one of my favourite DJs, so I'm going to have to give it to Chris.
Yes! Oh. Come on, Jed.
Ooh, I'm friends with High Contrast.
High Contrast friends!
Well,
how good is that?
That should never have been put up against Ollie Murs' Troublemaker, should it?
So good. So good to hear that on Radio 1. Amazing.
It did sound good. Really good. So many people absolutely loving that. High Contrast on BBC Radio 1. Chosen by, friends with High Contrast.
Ooh, High Contrast friends.
Ooh, Jed in London.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
My tune of the week is Julia Michaels' Issues.
She came to see us earlier this week, but she had a bit of a cold. She doesn't normally talk like that.
Hang on. That will be where I've got it from then. You know, I've been feeling a little bit off the last couple of days.
Don't blame the pop stars.
Julia Michaels flu. Rubbish, I've got issues.
Yeah, she wasn't well. Maybe she has passed it on to you. That's quite cool, though.
But how has she done that? Because she only touched me with her elbow.
I know. But the person that wrote Sorry, Justin Bieber, has infected you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's actually quite cool.
Yeah. New Korean Billy video alert. You know our friend Korean Billy? I mean, every radio show and TV show's had him on now, but we were there first. He is a guy that is... Well, he lives in Korea, but spent a lot of time in the north of England, in Preston, when he was at uni.
Mm.
And now he does these videos for Korean people to learn different English dialects and accents.
I travelled all the way to South Korea recently to go see him, but unfortunately I couldn't get through security.
Well, you were on the way to Japan, weren't you, to make your Extreme Festival documentary?
He was on the other side of the wall. I just couldn't get to him.
Oh, you waited for 2 hours.
At the airport. Like,
just waited 2 hours at the airport there. Anyway, Korean Billy's decided to tackle the Bristol accent.
Albish, you look girlish today. Ooh, RKE, you've got new dabs. I'm off to Astol to get some cider. I've arrived in Bristol. Cheers, Drive.
Cheers, Drive.
Hello everyone, this is Billy. Today, I'm going to talk about Bristol dialect words. The Bristol dialect is one of the most popular dialects in Southwest England, and it is also called Bristolian.
Oh,
love him.
Remember your new daps? My mate Roger does actually say he's from Bristol. He does say Asdol instead of Asda. Just bung an L on it. Do you know what I mean? If it ends in an A, put an L on.
So Korean Billy's mastering Bristolian now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And breaking news, in 2 weeks' time, Korean Billy will be in this studio.
Whoa!
Whoa! He's on a visit to the UK. He's going to come and see us. You finally get to meet him. I'm so excited for this. Korean Billy in 2 weeks.
Scott Mills.
I saw Niall after the Brits, did I tell you?
No.
Yeah, just had a little chat, just had a little chill with him afterwards, a couple
of
beers.
What's the gossip?
He's just, he's having a lovely time. Many, many days of golf.
Well, that's not gossip.
No, that was it. I was there a minute, just said hello.
Oh.
I didn't really have a couple of beers at all. I made it sound bigger.
A clang there.
No, I just said it made it sound bigger to make me sound better.
Friends.
One Direction friends. That was One Direction and Drag Me Down on BBC Radio 1. In the past, this show has brought people together in love. Do you remember Lisa and Steve?
Of course I do.
They were friends and they, as an experiment for this show, tried to go out with each other for a week.
Didn't one of them end up getting off with a best mate of someone else as
well?
It all got a little bit messy anyway.
But they'd always thought, well, maybe, you know, we should give it a go because we never have and we do really get on. It didn't work out, but we tried.
Mm. I reckon loads of people have found love during the show, Scott.
Well, I'd like to know if you have. Let us know on social, at BBCR1 on Twitter, or text us on 81199.
Yeah, well, think about it. When people are travelling and they start a conversation with someone, say, oh, do you listen to Scott Mills Daily? It could be that.
Yeah.
Or it could be two people that have met through a gig that maybe one of us two was DJing at.
I know that people have been out on dates and it's been like a conversation starter for them. So let us know if this has happened to you. On the other side of it, I think this show has caused the first relationship breakup that I know of, by the way. If we've broken your relationship up, then also let us know. I got an email from Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, good. You?
Yeah, good. So why did we cause this breakup?
It's because of a phrase that you use in the show quite a lot.
A phrase that we use?
Yeah.
Well, how would that break up a relationship?
Because it'd drive her mad.
Okay, what's the phrase?
Yes!
Oh, yes!
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 Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, why does she hate you so much?
It literally just drove her insane. I just overused it way too much. Like, every day, every morning, every evening.
Oh, you overused it? See, yeah. I thought she was just annoyed with us, and particularly Scott, for using that phrase a lot, and therefore decided to take her anger out on you.
No.
But no, you're saying it all the time.
Quite literally, yeah. So
yes.
Yes. So the day before we broke up, I was in bed and I literally just woke up and I stretched. And as I stretched, I went, yes. And then I just heard her go, and then I think just from there, she went really blunt with me and I went really off. And it just kind of went downhill from there.
Oh, no, I'm really guilty. Sorry to hear that.
What was her name?
Yasmin.
Oh no, you didn't do the obvious, did you?
Did.
Okay. Imagine I'm her. How are you going to say my name?
Yasmin.
I can see when they get old. Annoying, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when did this finish?
Monday.
Oh. Monday just gone?
Yep.
And how long had you been seeing each other?
About 5-6 months.
6 months?
Wow.
Something like that.
Oh, I feel bad. How are you feeling?
A bit of both, to be honest. I mean, I'm not majorly bothered. I didn't, like, love her or anything, but...
Oh, God.
That's lovely.
I mean, it was fun at the time, so...
Fine at the time. I'm sure she'll be pleased to hear that.
So, are you perfect in every other way, except the one thing that she found annoying was the fact you kept saying, Yasmin?
Well, yeah, I'd like to think so.
So, yeah, but, I mean, it's unfortunate as well that her name was Yasmin, because it's got Yas in it.
Literally. Yes.
Yes, man.
Literally couldn't help myself.
No, I wouldn't be able to either, you see.
Mm. Did you try and help yourself?
I did. I really did. I tried to bite my tongue, but I just couldn't.
You couldn't give it up, could you?
No, it's just too yes and good.
Yes.
Wait, very quickly, when she broke up with you, did she say, look, I'm sorry, I've got to let you go because of yes, you say it too much. Did she actually say that?
No, she just said that I was really annoying and that we weren't compatible anymore.
Yeah, you're just really annoying.
Yeah.
Was this by text or face to face?
No, face to face. I gave her a lift home from work And then as we pulled off on the road, she's like, look, we need to talk. I was like, oh, great.
You're really annoying.
You're really annoying. Yeah. We all know why you're annoying, don't we?
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you've got it bad. There needs to be some kind of, like, help clinic or something, doesn't there?
Yeah, it does.
Because I would go there with you. Hi, my name's Scott, and I can't stop saying yes. We'd just all say it round in a circle, and we'd feel a lot better about it, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Would you be up for coming to my class?
I would, definitely.
We need to stop at some point.
Yes.
Oh, yes. All right, well, I'm sorry to hear about your rubbish week, and I feel partly responsible.
That's all right.
Thanks, Dan. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
There's plenty more girls out there, you know.
I know, mate.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Alice Levine.
What?
No, I just, like, welcome.
All
no,
right, it just sounded a bit accusatory.
Like you're telling her off.
No, I'm just saying your name and don't be so suspicious of me.
I feel a bit paranoid. Hello.
What? Yeah, why are you so para? Welcome to Real or No Real.
Oh, thanks.
I'm Scott, this is Chris.
Hello. Oh, he's never here. No. Welcome back.
He's been in Japan making an extreme festival documentary for iPlayer. It's going to be out in a couple of weeks.
Very exciting. I saw some still images. Yeah. It looked very intriguing.
You would have hated it.
Why?
I was in amongst 10,000 really sweaty...
Oh, yeah, no.
Pretty much naked men.
Oh, sure.
What's wrong with that?
No, it sounds like something that would appeal to you both. But actually, when
in
you're
reality,
there, it's no.
Is it not the one?
Not for you.
Well, I can't wait to see it.
It's going to be eye-opening.
Here's today's Real or No Real.
You can now order pizza using your shoes.
What are you talking about?
Well, they always are doing gimmicks in terms of pizza ordering and pizza delivering, aren't they? Like drones and stuff like that. I think there was a Real or No Real recently where you can get your pizza delivered by drone.
That is misuse of a drone. There's better ways to use a drone than that.
Get there quick though, wouldn't it?
It would actually. But to get all those nice shots for Countryfile, that's a better use of a drone, isn't it?
So how are you doing it with your shoes? Is the idea that you click them together? That's a bit ho, isn't it?
Well, that's a bit Wizard of Oz, isn't it? Yeah.
Or do you reckon there's like a button on the shoe that, I don't know, like you press and the pizza comes, it's linked directly to your debit card or something?
Or that other ho that we talked about when I was covering the show, Chris, do you remember? That machine off of shoe shops that comes in and closes in on your foot.
off of when you're a child?
Yeah, off of the best sensation in the world.
Well, it's because we heard that they were doing them on iPads now. So people are getting their feet measured on iPads.
And do you remember
was that No Real? I don't remember.
but you know, in the like more old school shoe shops, they just did it with that like band of measuring tape in the plastic contraption, but then the big machine.
The machine was the one, yeah.
But I wonder if they do that, if they measure your foot and then they kind of, at the same time, can take your pizza order.
Just, like, use your phone. Why do I need to use my shoe?
Well, maybe this is actually saying you can now order pizza using your shoes by walking to your local pizza restaurant, actually
and
paying
purchasing
for
one there
and taking it home yourself.
Gone full circle.
Which I know is a really novel idea.
Is this true?
Well, I'm going to say real because you can do this with your shoes, as in you can go to a pizza restaurant. You can walk.
Yeah.
Alice.
I'm going to say this is something to do with technology and shoes, like off of those light-up trainers when we were kids.
Oh, yes.
And I think it's maybe going to have some contraption in it. So I'm going to say real.
That one's real.
Yes.
It's true. One pizza company in America has had 64 special pairs of trainers made. They're calling them pie tops. Which order you a pizza when you press the button on the tongue.
Wow.
Guys.
Right, so it's to commemorate a basketball tournament in the US. You have to set up the toppings on your phone and then you just press the thing once
so
on the tongue.
So it's a novelty. It's not, they're not going to roll this out. So you're doing half of it on your phone anyway.
Right, yeah.
Waste of time.
And next.
In a bid to create a buzz on social media for the launch of the new nightly show on ITV this week, producers had a camel empty its bladder on David Walliams last night.
I mean, where do we go from here?
That's just going to go on and on, isn't it?
A real camel?
Well, where do they store it all? It's not in the humps, is it?
Is it in the humps?
Good question. What's in the humps? It's milk, isn't
milk,
it?
Milk, right?
Milk.
But not wheat.
What's in the humps?
I think it's fat.
No, it's milk. Why would it be
it's
fat?
It's not milk. They're not teats.
Or is it water?
What's water
what is in the humps?
I think it's, maybe some water. Maybe
what
some
are you
fat.
Smuggling in your humps, camels?
It's not milk, is it?
I think it is milk.
But then how do people sit on it if it's milk?
Scott, what do you reckon's in the humps?
I thought milk.
No, it's not milk. Do you think that that's the...
You can milk a camel.
They do camel milk.
I think it's just fat.
Have you ever had camel milk?
What's happening? No. Is it like almond milk?
Are you sure you've had camel milk? Because I haven't had camel milk.
Yeah, in the Middle East.
I mean, I know I like fancy coffees, but I'd draw the line at camel milk.
Was it straight from the camel or what?
No, it was like... from a shop in a bottle.
Okay, so look, just to say,
it's widely available.
I'm not an expert, but the humps definitely are fat.
But can you milk a camel? And is it the same way as milking a cow?
Oh my goodness.
No, I'm being serious here. Is it?
Can you take my name off this? How did you get the milk?
How did you get the milk from the camel?
I don't know. I didn't do it myself. I just went into a shop and purchased it, like you would a pint of semi-skimmed.
Story of Scott Mills' life. I didn't do it myself.
Well, I thought this was because you can't really ride around on cows, can you? So what's good about a camel is you can both ride on it, and then when you want a drink, you just hop off the camel,
pop a straw in it,
and treat yourself to a nice milk.
This is ludicrous.
Well, did a camel empty its bladder on David Walliams last night?
So I'm aware that there was a camel near David Walliams on TV. I don't know what happened after that.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
Chris?
Well, Alice has said there's a camel involved with David Walliams, so I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Made up, but David Walliams, who was on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Grimmy this morning, did have a camel on the show last night. It weed all over its dressing room. Well, it got its own dressing room. The video is on the Nightly Show's Twitter right now. Okay, I'm going to have a little break from this because it's quite intense, and we'll come back to Real or No Real in a sec.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Alice is here with Real or No Real. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, final fact.
Netflix has started offering a personal trainer service, which stops playing your favourite show if you're not working hard enough in the gym.
Genius. This Brilliant is really idea. Good.
Right.
So what, it'll just cut it off?
It just stops the show, I believe.
So you got to keep running to power the TV, that kind of thing. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant idea.
That's so good, because actually, sometimes it's quite good to combine like a bad thing with a good thing, like, oh, going to the gym, blah, but I get to watch my favourite show or I get to listen to my favourite podcast. And then this is great, because this actually enforces it, because my motivation is zero.
Okay, but if you're running slower, does it just slow down? So if you listen to your favourite podcast, it suddenly goes, no real.
You know, you know on the machines when you're not working quite as hard as you should and it goes, run faster or pedal faster? That happens to me a lot.
I mean, I don't, because I probably haven't been in a gym for 25 years.
Have you not?
Since it was called like...
God, how old are you?
Since it was called like tumble you're tops. In the that's the last time.
Yeah, you're in the... Yeah. Gym when you were a kid was epic.
Oh, brilliant. Loved it. And then it was a turning point of about 9 years old when I was like...
Not for me.
Mate, I went to a gym when I was young and it was just loads of foam stuff everywhere and you just jump into it.
Now that I would do.
Oh God, it was so fun.
Trampolining, I'd be all over that.
Trampolining's surprisingly knackering, actually.
It used
to be a fun pursuit as a kid.
I loved a crash mat.
There's nothing fun about it anymore. Honestly, have you been on a trampoline recently?
No, is it actually quite...
I thought it would be fun. It's not fun.
Were you out of puff?
Yeah, massively so. It's knackering.
It's quite a cardio workout, that, you know.
Oh.
So is there a new personal trainer service from Netflix which stops playing your favourite show if you're not quite working hard enough in that gym?
I mean, I'm no expert. I wouldn't know what the technology involved was. How do they know that you're not working hard enough? How are they plugged in? Maybe it's one of those wristband things that's detecting your heart rate or something.
Yeah.
But it's a genius idea, so I think it should be real.
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
What a great idea. It comes also with some added extras. According to the company, you're right, Alice, connects to your phone or tablet via Bluetooth and uses an accelerometer to monitor your activity level during your workout. If you start slowing down, your selected Netflix character will deliver motivational words to keep you going, like, do it faster! But it's just in the development stage at the moment, so we don't know when it's going to be rolled out worldwide. What, so the character in your favourite TV show tells you to run faster? How
no,
do they do that?
I think it'll be like, do you remember the paperclip on Word?
Oh, her!
I think it'll be like that.
Oh, not as good.
No.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
I got 20, Alice got 30.
Full house!
Get in.
Come on.
Scott Mills.
Did you enjoy that? Then hit subscribe and get this podcast every single day for the rest of your life until they cancel our show. We're back tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1.